The strength of last Tuesday's big windstorm caught Anchorage by surprise. The winds that lashed the city hit more than 130 miles per hour in one unconfirmed report on the hillside. Wind and rain walloped the city, taking down trees, damaging rooftops, and leaving thousands across the municipality without power for days, and in some cases, nearly a week. Mayor Dan Sullivan chalks it up to a learning experience.
Clearly, the last storm highlighted the need to improve communications, and so the utilities are working to make sure that their social media is active. And clearly, when power lines are down, but your phone is still working, you know, having the ability to access Facebook or Twitter really is a big help. The other thing we're doing is we know from all the repairs that we've done that there are certain areas where there's trees that are weak or leaning towards power lines. So we're actually going out and being proactive about taking down some of the more potentially dangerous trees.
The municipality is in the process of assessing how extensive the damage from the September 4th windstorm actually is. They hope to put a monetary value on it soon, but Mayor Sullivan says it will take some time to come up with a good estimate.
It'll probably be a few weeks before we're able to really tally all the additional costs.
Dawn Brantley is Emergency Programs Manager for the Anchorage Office of Emergency Management. She says the municipality plans to submit a preliminary damage assessment to the Alaska Department of Homeland Security sometime next week.
A preliminary damage assessment is just a general overview of the amount of damage, associated costs, and the cost of responding to an emergency or disaster, so that we can determine if an emergency proclamation is either warranted or that we meet a threshold set by the state.
Brantley says the municipality is still gathering information in a variety of ways, including through a damage survey on their website for businesses and homeowners. To date, 6 businesses and 158 homeowners have filed reports. The municipality is also working with law enforcement to gather information.
They have designated areas that they go out and they drive, and they take pictures and make estimates of damage and document those areas. So we've asked all of the municipally owned facilities to report in their damage and their response costs as well.
One of the biggest costs the municipality is looking at is to the power companies. Brantley says if this next storm proves to be as powerful as forecasters predict, people may want to hold off on filing a report until it's over so they can include any new damage. Phil Steyer with Chugach Electric Cooperative, which bore the brunt of the damage from the storm, says that although costs are still coming in, they're looking at a preliminary estimate of $2 million. The Matanuska Electric Association and MLNP don't have estimates yet. Once the municipality has gathered all the information they need, officials will make the call on whether to submit a request for a disaster declaration. Jeremy Zedek with the Alaska Department of Homeland Security says generally it takes pretty serious damage for a disaster to be declared, though.
In order for a disaster declaration to be made, the event has to be severe, widespread, and have an impact to life safety, critical infrastructure.
With another storm on the horizon, officials say it's possible 2 or more storms could be rolled into one report and one request for disaster assistance. Whether this weekend's storm will deliver the second punch is the looming question. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.